53 degrees. So very fall-like this morning, and today on the 21st of August, the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Obama brought delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago to their feet with a rousing endorsement of Vice President Harris. He also delivered some zingers about former President Trump.
There's the childish nicknames, the crazy conspiracy theories, this weird obsession with crowd sizes.
And he drew laughs when mentioning his signature accomplishment, the Affordable Care Act.
I noticed, by the way, that since it's become popular, they don't call it Obamacare no more.
A decision by Arizona's Supreme Court and election officials in Montana mean that voters in those states will decide whether the right to an abortion will be enshrined in their state constitutions in November. The mayor of Moscow says the city's layered air defenses intercepted all 11 drones Ukraine fired at it. Authorities report another 60 drones fired at other targets across Russia. This is ABC News. Follow podcasts. ABC's Jason Nathanson says one of the biggest names in that particular arena is changing homes.
Daddy Gang, can you hear me?
The Daddy Gang will soon be hearing Alex Cooper on a different audio platform. Alex Cooper's wildly popular podcast, Call Her Daddy, leaving Spotify, where it was the number two most listened to show behind the Joe Rogan Experience, and she's going to SiriusXM in a reported three-year, $125 million deal. Her deal when she joined Spotify 3 years ago was for $60 million. And she's taking with her her Unwell Company, which produces a bunch of other shows. She'll start at her new home next year. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Tales of our litigious society facing eviction from her New York City co-op building over her three emotional support parrots. Meryl Lesser sued in 2018 and won her federal fair housing complaint. In a consent decree, the building will pay her $165,000 in damages and $585,000 for her unit. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, a high of 75, partly sunny this morning, then mostly sunny and mild. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour from the south. Mostly clear and cool tonight with patchy fog, a low of 49. 78 Thursday with sunshine at times and just a bit warmer. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Friday, quiet weather lingering with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 80 degrees. Saturday, 86 with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms at night. In Richland Center this morning, we rise and shine with a temperature of 53 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today. It's the 21st of August on a Wednesday morning, and it is time now to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
shouts will rise in the eastern sky, all the way to heaven's shore. still be singing his praises with the family and the friends who've gone before. Well, the shouts will rise through the eastern sky all the way to heaven's shore. In a million years, we'll be ready for a million more.
Now I'm older and I'm blessed with a home and family. Though some have gone on, a few more have come our way. There's a promise true and mercy's new every morning.
And we'll all be together singing forever someday. In a million years, we'll still be singing his praises with the family and the friends who've gone before. Well, the shouts will rise through the eastern sky all the way to heaven's shore. In a million years, we'll be ready for a million more. Singing his praises with the family and the friends who've gone before. Well, the shouts will rise through the eastern sky all the way to heaven's shore. In a million years, we'll be ready for a million more. In a million years, we'll still be singing his praises with the family and the friends who've gone before.
There you go. We start the day in a positive way in a million years. That was the group Legacy 5. And before that, our national anthem sung by Maggie Rose. Here we are together again, friends. It's Wednesday already, and already the 21st of August. Phil Nee with you to light the milk house up. And here we go. After a busy day yesterday and a late night with Church League softball last night, they played two games for the championship and a win last night for the Mission. We'll have details when we check sports in a few minutes. Plus, a Brewer win last night. What's going on? Brewer is now in the season series against the Cardinals, and who saw that coming? So, another nice win for the Crew, six in a row now. More details a little later on. Regular features here. The aerobic polka is percolating, and we'll get you up on some of the things going on around the area today and this week. Time to get at it as we get up at the right 5 o'clock today. Here's Al Ketchum.
Up every morning just to keep a job. Gotta fight my way through the hustling mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a of my time. There's a 5 o'clock in me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Yeah, you're radio. Trading my time for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta keep going, gotta make my way, but I live for the end of the day. 'Cause it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. I can still go on when every other reason is gone.
To school means back to germs. Remind your kids to wash their hands regularly to stay healthy. This back to school tip has been brought to you by Muscadet Mini Mart, Walsh's Ace, and by Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. Let's make this back to school year safe for everyone.
Aces and Amazing Grace used to be her favorite song. Sad story there. Coming up, some notes on today, sports-wise, and we remind you, a Red Cross blood drive is going on today from noon until 5 at the Glacier Canyon Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells. Appointments are encouraged. To make one, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. A trip to the Diamond Joe Casino will be Thursday from the Richland Center Senior Center, and you can call 608-647-8108, extension 3, for more information or to register. A farmer's market will be held in Lone Rock coming up on Thursday from 4 until 8 at the Center Park, Highway 130, across from the Lone Rock Community Building. Local vendors and food trucks are welcome for just $10 a site, and no pre-registration is necessary. Home gardeners are encouraged to bring your overstock. For more information about the Thursday Lone Rock Farmer's Market, call 608-588-4514.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The Better Holstein bull calves sold up to $6.10. Beef grass-fed calves, $800 and down, with the 6 to 70-pound lightweight calves selling from $250 to $340. With the lack of the big fleshy beef cows, we saw the bulk of the slaughter cows sell from $1.05 to $1.22. We had a few big fleshy open Holstein heifers. They sold from $151 to $160. The Jersey cows, $50 to $80. A few 400-pound black and red steers sold from $280 to $330, and some 760-pound red crossbred steers at $220. County fair time will soon be here. Be sure to get out and support the youth at your county's beef animal sales. A lot of the funds they receive will go towards their continuing education. Contact Darren, Colt, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us. For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
A look at sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. The 2024 Church League softball season came to an end last night at Kroska Park. The Mission was crowned this year's champion after suffering a loss in the first game, their first loss of the tournament, and winning in the second. The game one score was 7-2, with Church of the Nazarene coming out on top. The Mission secured the second contest 9-5. Frankie Montes pitched 7 sparkling innings, and Devin Williams escaped a jam in the 9th, helping the Brewers beat the reeling St. Louis Cardinals 3-2. Montes allowed 1 hit in his 4th start since he was acquired in a trade with Cincinnati. William Contreras had 3 hits for the National League Central leading Brewers, who earned their 6th straight win. Matt Carpenter homered for St. Louis in his 7th loss in 8 games with the Cardinals. Eric Fetty was charged charged with two runs and six hits in 5 2/3 innings. So the Brewers now with a 12-game lead, and they take the season series against the Cardinals with the win. Arizona 3-1 over Miami, Colorado 3, Washington 1, Atlanta 3-1 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Boston 6, Houston 5, the Angels 9-5 over Kansas City, Cleveland 9, the Yankees 5, Tampa Bay 1-0 over Oakland. Interleague play, Toronto 10-3 over Cincinnati, Baltimore 9, the Mets 5, Pittsburgh 4-0 over Texas. The Cubs picked up a victory over Detroit 3-1. San Francisco 4, the White Sox 1, San Diego 7, Minnesota 5, and the Dodgers 6-3 over Seattle in Major League Baseball yesterday. And we're up to date on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
53 degrees. Yes, I shouldn't say it. It does feel like fall, though. Anyway, we're headed toward a high of 75. It'll be a nice, partly sunny, and mild day today. The cool of the day right now at 5:22. Time for that happy polka. Here we go.
Let's all dance that happy polka. It will make you feel young and you'll know you're having fun. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. It will make your blood flow like it did years ago. It will make you shout and turn you all about. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. Feel young and you'll know you're having fun. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. It will make your blood flow like it did years ago. It will make you shout and turn you all about. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat.
Gordon Hartman Band and that happy polka just for you today. That'll perk you up a little bit. The old Light in the Milk House show giving you the wake-up call. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today. Here's Jim Ed Brown.
I've been loved in Cincinnati, Evansville, and in St. Paul. All the gals were pretty and I ain't trying to find no fault. There's a gal in the Windy City I can't forget about. But if you want the love like you ain't had love, go south, 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 southern loving. Take that southern loving every time. There's a sweet thing in Augusta, got the softest lips of all. When she kisses on you, you just climb right up the wall. And there's a nurse I know in Memphis, got love for a middle name. If she ever gets her hands on you, it's shame, 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 southern lovin'. Take that southern lovin' every time. Now everybody's heard about that southern hospitality, but that ain't why the sunny south has got its hold on me. There's a teacher down in Dallas I ain't seen in quite some time. Just to think about her burns a hole right through my mind. And there's a gal in Bogalusa, just can't love enough. I'll tell you about her with just three words. She's tough, 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 southern loving. Take that southern loving every time. Now everybody's heard about that southern hospitality, but that ain't why the sunny south has got its hold on me. Southern loving, take that southern loving every time. It's southern loving, take that southern loving every time.
It's about time.
Donnie West on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Partly sunny today, then mostly sunny later on. Mild conditions, a high of 75. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with patchy fog, a low of 49. Right now, 53. That followed yesterday's high of 72 degrees. Good morning. The time is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aterers in Plain.
The EPA has made a decision on herbicides. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The U.S. EPA has released its much-anticipated final herbicide strategy. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports.
Jake Lee with EPA says the final strategy gives growers more options on ways to minimize pesticide drift.
We're giving credit to a variety of mitigation measures that a grower might want to adopt to get to the amount of protections that the pesticide labels say they're going to need.
He says there will be training and educational resources available starting this fall to help pesticide applicators and others in agriculture better understand how this affects them. And the EPA will apply this strategy over the next 6 months to herbicides going through a registration review process. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
A board member with the U.S. Grains Council says the organization is focused on overturning Mexico's GMO corn ban. Jim Reed says the group has representatives in the country working on the issue.
We have to channel certain products one way and certain products another way. The U.S. export system is just not built to handle that very well. So that always ends up, if there's more costs involved in handling grain, that takes profit away from the farmer.
Reed says any further disruption to export demand would be detrimental to farmers already feeling the impact of lower commodity prices. Farmers continue to make investments in conservation to both improve on-farm resilience and mitigate climate change. Lindsay Shapiro with PESA Sustainable Agriculture says,
a lot of them are very traditional, classic conservation programs and practices that just have the added benefit of also, you know, sequestering carbon and building on-farm resilience.
A crop art installation at Ag Progress Days in Pennsylvania helped highlight those climate-smart practices that have been funded through the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act. She tells Brownfield the IRA is a sound investment of government dollars. The leader of a farm safety organization says autonomous machinery presents a whole new challenge for keeping farm families safe. Brian Cool with Progressive Agriculture tells Brownfield, autonomous machine use is growing, whether it's tractors, automatic feeders, feed pushers, or milking machines.
We're seeing them being implemented for efficiency. We want to reduce costs, but on the same hand, when we reduce those costs, we bring those new technologies in, we're implementing new dangers.
Cool says people are just beginning to consider the different precautions they need to take around unmanned machines. I'm Larry Lee. These stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Tibsock Oxford Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at 185 a ton and large rounds topped at 65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tractors, trucks, boats, motorcycles, mowers, and more. Online only auction ending August 21st at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.tibsockoxfordrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
The direct cash cattle trade, $3 lower in limited sales. Cash hogs closed with no trend quoted.
Good morning, I'm Tom Stever with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle were sharply lower with weaker demand and external market pressure from the economy. October live cattle closed 342 lower at 175.60. September feeder cattle were down 477 at 234.50. In the direct cash cattle trade, a large string in Nebraska sold at $295, $3 lower than last week's weighted average. Asking prices are yet to be fully established, but in the South, they're about $186 to $187. There are still only a few bids on the table at this time. Significant trade volume could be delayed until today or later in the week. Tuesday was quiet for area auctions, but SEMO Livestock Auction had 370 head of feeder cattle selling $2 to $4 lower than last week. 23 fancy steers weighing 514 brought $300 a hundred. 28 steers averaging 628 pounds sold for $235 to $261. And 18 steers weighing 808 pounds brought $234 a hundred. 18 heifers averaging 523 pounds sold for $240 to $263. 31 heifers averaging 571 pounds brought $240 to $264. And 17 heifers averaging 623 pounds brought $235 to $245. Boxed beef closed lower. Choice boxes were down 47 cents at $3.1508. Selects down 97 cents at $3.0104. Estimated cattle slaughter, 124,000. That is 2,000 more than last week, about the same as a year ago. Lean hogs traded lower, but not as steeply as cattle. October lean hogs closed 40 cents lower at 76.40. Cash hogs closed with no trend quoted. National direct barrows and gilts closed from 80 to 85. Pork values closed higher. The carcass cut out 45 cents higher at 97.54. Estimated hog slaughter, 482,000 head, the same as last week, about 7,000 more than a year ago. You can find us online. We're at brownfieldagnews.com and check out our free daily email newsletter. Tom Stever, Brownfield.
There are plenty of lenders out there, but few know farming like Compeer Financial. We are here with industry knowledge, a commitment to agriculture, and a will to help you succeed. Whether you farm 300 acres or 3,000, or your herd size is big or small, Compeer Financial, here for you. Call 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
There were no established prices on cattle or hogs on Tuesday. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever with this Brownfield Commodity Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans ended the session close to even with the weekly crop progress report showing conditions unchanged, 68% good to excellent. September up a penny, closing at 9.57. And a quarter. Corn struggled to extend Monday's gains. It didn't happen. September down three, closing at 375. Wheat was higher, pressing into resistance, with September wheat in Chicago 4.75 higher at 533. Cattle futures ended sharply lower, with October down 342 at 175.60. Lean hogs were down, but not that much. October down 40 at 76.40. Tom Stever, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Mexico's plan to ban imports of genetically modified corn is going through a legal review of sorts. An update today on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Back in 2021, Mexico's president decided to ban genetically modified corn in the country, including corn imports. Since Mexico is the largest foreign buyer of U.S. corn, efforts have continued to get the decree lifted. Very recently, a judicial review of arguments for and against the ban took place. Also, Mexico elected a new president in June, and she takes office in October. In a podcast from the National Corn Growers Association, Christy Goodfellow of the National Corn Refiners Association says the new government organizing to take over in Mexico is looking at the ban, perhaps with a more realistic perspective.
Mexico can't actually replace all of the imported corn without completely decimating their livestock sector, which is really reliant on that. What's in the decree is this instructions to substitute over time. Effectively, the new Secretary of Agriculture is talking about continuing to develop production in Mexico, and they will continue importing and replace imports as they are able to with their own domestic production.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
A considerable jump for some dairy markets. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. First, a researcher with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory would like to see more on-farm testing for the H5N1 virus. Dr. Keith Paulson tells Brownfield the level of testing for the virus varies depending on the state, and one state in particular has ramped up milk tank testing.
Colorado is now the dairy industry leader, providing and doing regular surveillance on all dairies once a week to really understand what's going on and why.
Paulson says it would be helpful to understand where the virus is and is not, so they can learn how H5N1 goes from one farm into the teat of a cow on another farm. The global dairy index was up considerably in Tuesday's trading session. The average price, $3,920 per ton. Every commodity except cheddar cheese gained in value. Cheddar cheese was down 0.2% to $4,274 a metric ton, or $193 a pound. Mozzarella cheese went up 5%, and Hydrus milk fat up 4.8%. Skim milk powder gained 4%. The butter prices rose 3.7%. Lactose up 2.7%, and buttermilk powder was not available in Tuesday's auction. There were 112 winning bidders purchasing 34,916 metric tons of dairy products in Tuesday's trading session. The cash dairy markets were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up 0.75 cents to 55 3/4, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks remain unchanged at 210, two sales there. Cheese barrels went up a penny to 226.5, two sales at that price. Butter went down 1.5 cents to 317, 10 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up 1 3/4 at 128 1/4 with three sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Here is today's forecast. Partly sunny this morning and then mostly sunny for the day and mild, a high of 75. Mostly clear and cool tonight, a low of 49, and Thursday sunshine at times and a high of 78 degrees. This morning, after a midnight reading of 57, it's 53. It's a cool one in southwest Wisconsin. And we get ready. Things kind of average out. And as August goes, it looks like that forecast for the weekend, then upper 80 Saturday and Sunday and highs of 90 by Monday. So it's not that cool to stay. Very comfortable during the day these days and some warm days coming up this weekend. Tony has more just before 6. We're about 15 minutes away from that. Here's Mac Wiseman on the Light in the Milkhouse Show.
With raindrops on my windshield and teardrops on my steering wheel, this lonely truck's the only thing I own. In my heart I'm pining while her old engines are whining, with 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. I had a gal in Texas, she walked away and left us. This old truck's all I'm depending on. Sometimes I overwork her, but I never would desert her. 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. We've got a lot in common, we keep each other going. Me and this old truck are hanging on. We just keep right on a rolling, that lonesome stack of smoking, with 18 wheels a humming, home sweet home. Well, it ain't the latest model, and it can't take much throttle. Them shiny rigs ain't been where this one's gone. We ain't in a hurry, we loaf along and worry, with 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. With raindrops on my windshield and teardrops on my steering wheel, this old truck's the only thing I own. In my heart I'm pining while her old engine's whining, with 18 wheels a-humming. With 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home.
I can read the writing on the wall. You pretend that nothing.
I've got just one thing to ask you, if it's a-
Dan Skill on the Light in the Milk House show, getting you going here this morning officially on the 21st of August.
Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll seal up my lip if you give me a sip of that good old Mountain Dew. Down in old Tennessee, there's a big hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. If you wait around the bend, when you come back again, you'll find a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Uncle Mark, he's skinny and short. He measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew. It or a few. I'll seal up my lip if you give me a sip of the good old Mountain Dew. Woo-hoo! Now, I've got a friend named Tennessee Ben. He's made him a fortune or two. House for lunch, he'll serve you a bunch of his good old Mountain Dew. There's old Uncle Bill with his still on the hill, where he runs off a gallon or two. And the birds in the sky are flying mighty high from slipping that good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it their old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll seal up my lip if you give me a sip.
Trini Lopez and old RCO mixing up a little bit of that old good old Mountain Dew. It's not 6 o'clock this morning yet, so I don't know. It's maybe too early for that. But right around the bend, we'll take a look at weather with Tony.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some nice weather continues across the region with high pressure parked over Wisconsin. Meanwhile, there's a disturbance sliding southeast across the state of Iowa with some showers this morning. Those should stay off to our southwest today. Dry weather continues for a couple more days around here. Meanwhile, a weak front will drift into northwest Wisconsin late Thursday night into Friday morning, causing at least a chance of a couple of showers over the northwest half of the state. The big story for the upcoming weekend will be building heat and humidity as some balmy air, which has been parked over the Rockies and Western Plains, starts to head east. Temperatures could soar about 10 degrees above normal as we get into the weekend. Now, there will be a disturbance passing just to our south late Saturday night into Sunday morning. Could bring us a passing shower or thunderstorm. Behind that, staying quite warm into early next week. Today's forecast, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly sunny. High temperature about 75 degrees. Southeast wind near 5 miles an hour becoming south. Tonight mostly clear and cool with patchy fog. Low temperature 49. Tomorrow sunny to partly cloudy, just a bit warmer with highs in the upper 70s. The wind south between 5 and 10. On Friday, quiet weather lingers with a mix of sun and clouds. Low in the mid 50s with a high near 80. Saturday partly cloudy, rather warm and more humid. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday nights. Your low temperature Saturday morning 59, high of 86. Sunday chance of a couple of showers or thunderstorms in the morning, then increasing sunshine, very warm and humid. Low at 66 with a high of 87. Monday partly cloudy, hot and humid. Small chance of a thunderstorm. Low 66 with a high of 90. Tuesday partly sunny, maybe a shower at night, high about 85. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
52 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 72. The record high for this day, the 21st of August, 99 in 1955. Record low, 39 in 2004. Last year's high was 84 and the low, 67. Sunset will occur at 7:55 this evening. For this morning, the sunrise time, 6:13. The air is calm currently. The barometer is up slightly at 30.32. No precipitation today. After the midnight reading of 57, it is 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled